As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya noorallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our brand new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a program that is dedicated towards mentioning the excellences of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, towards talking about her great merits, towards talking about her great qualities, and the great rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed her with. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, dear viewers, is the most beloved daughter of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a fact that in itself is the greatest of the honors that anyone can ever have. And Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is known as the Lady of Paradise. She's known as the leader of women of paradise, and there are many, many excellences and virtues that she radiallahu ta'ala anha holds. Today, we'll talk further about her excellences, about her virtues, and enlighten our hearts further with her esteem, with her honor. But before we delve into today's discussion, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a wonderful virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the most beloved and the noblest prophet of Allah, the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful account, dear viewers, that Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullah alayhi mentions on the virtues of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he reports that my mother told me that her father, meaning the maternal grandfather of Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullah alayhi, whose name was Muhammad, left a will saying that when I pass away and have been given a bath, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. It will be written on it that Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from hellfire due to knowledge. Place the small letter inside my shroud. So this is the will that his maternal grandfather had left. So he says that, therefore, that letter fell down after the bath was given to him. When people had read it, I placed it on his chest. One special thing about the letter was that the way it was readable from front of the page, similarly, it was also readable from the back of the page as well. I asked my beloved mother that, what action did the grandfather used to perform? So he said that my mother replied that what he used to do was that along with performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would always recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam abundantly too. So dear viewers, this great account shows us the virtues and benefits and excellences of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that an individual who would perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would also send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this very action became a means for his deliverance from the hellfire. And he was a scholar himself. The letter stated that he is a scholar, Muhammad, the scholar, subhanAllah. And then was mentioned the glad tiding of his deliverance. So the virtue of knowledge is also reflected in this narration, as well as the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, an action that we at times take for granted. At times we become lazy in sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is something, dear viewers, that we should not fall behind in. And we should also try our best to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, our today's topic of discussion would be regarding the karamas, the saintly miracles of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In today's episode, we will try to cover a few saintly miracles, and we'll also try to establish what a saintly miracle is, what a karama is, what does it actually mean, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His chosen servants with this great honor, where He blesses them with having these karamas for people, these saintly miracles for people to see their greatness, their excellence, their virtues. Now, dear viewers, this is something, again, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses to His chosen servants according to their ranks. And when we talk about Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the rank that she possesses is unmatched. That is second to none. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also bestowed upon her great saintly miracles. Allah Almighty had granted her great karamas that again show the virtues and status and ranks of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Dear viewers, the karamas, the saintly miracles of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha started from the very start, from when she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born. So regarding this, there's a beautiful narration that mentions that at the time of the blessed birth of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the entire environs, they became enlightened due to the nur of the blessed face of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The nur that was emanating from the blessed face of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that enlightened the entire surroundings, the entire environs. A hadith in Kanz al-Ummal states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding his most beloved daughter Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that my daughter Fatima radiyallahu anha is free from menstruation in humanly form like hurs. Allahu Akbar, the heavenly maidens, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Fatima radiyallahu anha, she is free from those matters that women normally experience. She radiyallahu anha is free from those matters in humanly form like heavenly maidens. So this is also one of the karamas of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, dear viewers, where she was free from all those acts that women normally experience in their life. Now, dear viewers, when we talk about karama, saintly miracles, let's try to understand what it actually means. There's something which is known as mu'jaza, then we have karama, then we have ma'unat, then we have istidraj. A mu'jaza is a prophetic miracle, a miracle that is manifested by a prophet or a messenger. So this category is only exclusive for the prophets. No one other than the prophets can perform a mu'jaza. So any such act which is against the norms, which is performed by a prophet, this is referred to as a mu'jaza, like the mu'jazat, the prophetic miracles of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the splitting of the moon into two, or water flowing from the blessed fingers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so and so forth. Likewise, the miracles of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, his blessed staff, and the springs of water gushing forth from the rock, from the stone. Likewise, the miracles of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, where he would resurrect the dead by the power given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. So any mu'jaza, any miracle that is manifested by a prophet is called a mu'jaza. Similarly, any event which is against the norms, which is performed by any wali, is known as karama, a saintly miracle. So any wali, sahaba, the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, are the greatest of the awliya. So any such act which is against the norms, which is performed by a companion, by the awliya, is known as karama. And there are many examples of this we find in the Quran as well. Inshallah, we'll discuss those as well shortly. Then comes the category of ma'unat. Any such event which is performed by an ordinary believer is known as ma'unat, and any such event which is performed by a disbeliever is known as istidraj. These are the categories of such events which are against the norms that take place by different categories of individuals. And depending on which individual it is performed by, they will be termed accordingly. So as we're talking about Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who's amongst the Sahaba, who's amongst the greatest of the awliya, so this category will be known as karama. And there are many examples of this that we find the abuse even in the Holy Quran. In Surah An-Naml, the account of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam in the hoopoe that he sends to Queen Bilqis in the place called Saba, where he brings the information back, and then Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam orders that who can bring her throne before she arrives here. Then jinns, they stood up, they said we can bring it before this assembly ends, and keeping in mind that distance was a very big distance. The way Queen Saba was coming from, that region was far, far away from where Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was. So the jinns, they said that they would bring the throne before the assembly finishes. Whereas one wali of the nation of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullah alayhi, said that I would bring the throne before the blink of the eye, as he had the knowledge of Ismi Adam. So Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam gave him this task, and he brought that throne within the blink of the eye before Sulaiman alayhi salam. So this is mentioned in Surah An-Naml. Then we also find the account of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, how she would get unseasonal fruits in her chamber in Baitul Muqaddas when Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam was looking after Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu anha. And Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, he would see those unseasonal fruits and ask her that where did she get these fruits from, and she would reply that Allah Almighty gives this blessing to her. So there are many examples we see of this deviance where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed His chosen servants with the power of manifesting these karamas. So Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah, she was also given many karamas. A few we've heard, and few we will talk about more in detail, inshallah. So after understanding what karama is and how Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was given this power, and after going through a few karamas of her at the time of her birth and even before she was born, now let's talk about a beautiful saintly miracle that was manifested by her through an account that shows generosity of its peak, and humbleness and kindness and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. So what happened one day was serious, that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala invited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to his house. Now, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam walked towards his house, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu he started to walk behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and started to count the footsteps of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So as he's walking behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and counting his steps, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. I wish that in honor of every step that you take, in your honor, I wish to free one slave. So one slave per each step. So the number of steps that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam took whilst going to the house of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu an freed equal number of slaves in the honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Now, dear viewers, freeing slaves, this was one of the greatest act of worship and something very, very big in those days. And the greatest of the generous people, only they could do this. We need to understand this in the entirety of its context, that what great act it was. Nowadays, we don't have this concept of slavery, but back in those days, there was this concept. And freeing slaves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even one slave in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was deemed as greatest of the deeds. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he freed slaves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, equal to the number of steps that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took as he walked towards the house of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. So dear viewers, on this occasion, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, was also there. So he was greatly impressed by this act of Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, and he comes home and says to Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that, oh Fatima, Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu anhu was the husband of Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu anha. So he said that, oh Fatima, today my brother in Islam, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, hosted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in such a great way, in such a magnificent way, that he freed one slave for each step of the Prophet ﷺ that he took towards his house. I also wish that only if we could also invite the Prophet ﷺ in a similar manner. So Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she saw the determination, the willpower of Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anha, and she said that, well, go and invite the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for a similar kind of meal. Inshallah, similar kind of arrangements will also be made in our house too. So Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu goes in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and invites him to his house. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he gathers a great number of sahaba and he comes to accept the invitation of Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu and heads towards the house of his beloved daughter Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Now over here, Javis, keep in mind that Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was a very wealthy individual as well. He was very rich and Allah Almighty had given him a lot of worldly provisions. Hence, he had all these intentions and he sacrificed his wealth for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But on the other hand, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, did not possess apparent worldly provisions. They did not possess the monetary wealth. However, they were the greatest, wealthiest individuals, as every wealth, everything is given from their court through their sadaqah. But apparently, they did not possess wealth as Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. And so, Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu, he said he wishes to host the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in a similar manner. And Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha invited the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and a great number of sahaba in her house without having such worldly provisions. Now what happens? Allahu Akbar. Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha goes in seclusion and she prays in the court of Allah Almighty. She prostrates in the court of Allah and she supplicates that, O Allah, your bondswoman, your servant Fatima, has invited your beloved and his companions to her house. Your servant only relies in you. Thus, O my Lord, preserve my honor today and prepare for feast. Make arrangements for feast from the unseen, from the ghaib. Making this dua, Fatima to Zahra radiallahu anha puts the cooking pots on the stove. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Razzaq Mutlaq, meaning that he can give sustenance without any means, without any restriction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled those cooking pots with the food of paradise. Now Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha started to take food out from the cooking pots. And when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahaba, they were free from eating food, what happens is that food from the cooking pots does not get lessened. The quantity of the food in the cooking pots is same as it was before. And the honorable companions, Ali Muridwan, they were astonished. They were astonished with the aroma and with the taste of the food that they had just eaten. Now, seeing the astonishment of the companions, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that, do you know where this food came from? The honorable companions, Ali Muridwan, said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, no, we don't know where it came from. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam said that Allah sent this food for you from paradise, from Jannah. So dear viewers, up until now, the arrangements for food and the feast was made. But remember, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, he freed one slave on each step of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha did not possess worldly provisions. She did not possess slaves. Now what does she do? She again prostrates, performs sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicates that, O Allah, Uthman radiyallahu anh freed one slave for every step of your beloved, but your servant Fatima radiyallahu anha does not possess this power. Thus, O my Lord, you've sent food from Jannah and preserved my honor. So, O my Lord, for the sake of every step of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that he took whilst coming to my house, forgive sinners from hellfire of his ummah. So this is the dua that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha makes, that, O Allah, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anha freed one slave for every step of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But I don't have this power, this capacity. So for every step that your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam took towards my house, O Allah, forgive sinners from hellfire of the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for the sake of those steps. Now, Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha finish this supplication over here, and instantly what happens is that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with this glad tiding that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the dua of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha has been accepted, and Allah Almighty has said that we have forgiven 1,000 sinners from hell for the sake of each step of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. For each step of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he took towards the house of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, we have forgiven 1,000 sinners for every single step of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this was the saintly miracle of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent food from paradise for her, and this great feast was arranged in this way. And it didn't stop over here, dear viewers. Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, her dua was accepted in such a manner that for every step, 1,000 sinners from the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were freed from hellfire for every step that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took towards her house. For Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, one slave was freed for every step. But over here, for every step, 1,000 sinners were freed from the hellfire from the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers, this account also reflects the greatness and acceptance of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Almighty never leaves His chosen servants alone. And Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, subhanallah, how greatly her honor, her esteem was preserved. And subhanallah, for her sake, 1,000 sinners will be freed for each step of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from hellfire. Subhanallah. Another great account, dear viewers, is mentioned where the saintly miracles of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha are greatly manifested. So once what happened was that there was a famine, there was drought, and during this era the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam felt hunger one day. So Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, she sent one piece of meat and two breads in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So receiving this gift from Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to her and he said that, Oh my daughter, come here. When Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha opened that pot in which she had sent that food for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, she was surprised to see that it was filled with meat and bread. And she came to know, she realized that this food has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then asked her that, where did all this come to you from? So she replied, huwa min indillahi inna allaha yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab, meaning this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed Allah gives without count to whomsoever He wills. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that all praise is for Allah who made you resembling the leader of Bani Israel, meaning Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gathered Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein and other Ahlul Bayt radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and he ate that food with all of them. When all of them were satiated when all of them had eaten to their fill. Now what happens is that the food was still in the same quantity as it was before they started to eat. So Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha then also fed that food to her neighbors. So dear viewers, this account also reflects the honor and esteem of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, that even during the time of famine, we can see that when she had some food, what does she do? She sends it for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And then what great saintly miracle takes place over here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills that small amount of food with a greater quantity of food. And even after consuming that food, the quantity of food does not reduce. It is the same as it was before they started to eat. This is the greatness of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. These are the karamas, the saintly miracles that are given to her. And these are just a few of many that were given to her. And the sole purpose of mentioning a few of these narrations before you, dear viewers, to enlighten our hearts further with the eminence, with the honor of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, so that we can also follow in her footsteps. We can also adopt the element of generosity, that if we are also given something, we should share with others, as we can see from the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi Khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise with a heart full of divine.